Okay, we'll do the holy letters of the Rebbe. This is 1064, and this is dated on the 24th day of Sivan Tovshin Aleph, Baruch Hashem. And this is the Rebbe's addressing to the committee who actually is in charge of doing Chabad activities in the Holy Land of Chabad. The Rebbe's addressing to them. And may God be with you, peace and blessing. The Rebbe said, it was with pleasantness that I read your letter from the 21st day of Iyar. And for various reasons, my response has been delayed till now, and I ask my apologies, basically. I was very happy to read that you sense the great responsibility that you carry and that you have accepted upon yourself to widen the area of your activities and to bring about and to actually fulfill the purposes of these Chabad grouping, the group of Chabad in the Holy Land, Tibon Vizikoinen. And if in general we say that time is precious, because we know that the verse says, Ki yomim yutzaru v'loy echod bahem, which means that they are created, v'loy, that's with an aleph, but we pronounce v'loy, which means echod bahem, that we gotta utilize every day in order to bring God into the world. So in our times in which we are at the heels of the Mashiach, the value is even greater. As my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles the Rebbe brings down here, has expressed himself, his saying was, Hinei ze oimed achar kosleinu mamesh, behold, he is standing behind our walls. Which means the Mashiach is over here, he's just right behind the wall. And it specifically in our holy land, in which God's eyes are there from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, as explained in the Geras HaKodesh from the Alter Rebbe in Simi Yud Aleph, in which it descends and it shines a very new light that never was there from ever, from a higher level. And very specific, it's every day. Basically, there's new energies, there's new lights, there's new potentials that one needs to utilize every day. Very specifically, the Rebbe answers the following points. Number one, this that you suggest that you should add new members to the leadership, to the directorship of Agudas Chabad in Eretz Yisrael, and that you all agree and you suggest to add a representative from Jerusalem, may it be built, Havrav Azriel Zelik Slonim. Also, to add a representative from the village, from the Kfar Safariya, which is Kfar Chabad, the village of Chabad, but at that time it was called Kfar Safariya, and that would be Rav Zalman Sudakevich. And also from the younger of the students of the Tmimim would be Rav Yitzchok Sheyidchia Ginsburg. So the Rebbe says this is proper to add those, the above mentioned, and I hereby approve their suggestion and let it be. Hashem's will, this should be with success. And I also would suggest that it's also fitting to add, after looking into the matter, another additional member of the younger people, get some younger energy into the leadership of the Chabad in Israel. Number two, I'm coming to emphasize, because as it appears, unfortunately, there is going to be new elections very soon. So it is an obligation and it's a holy privilege that anyone who is of the religious, charedim, and fear God's word, meaning if you're religious, you must participate in the elections, because there was a big movement to put the elections into excommunicate, not to participate and not to be part of the electoral system in Israel. The Rebbe says it's an obligation and it's a holy privilege that each one should participate in the elections on your own, and also to influence on the others and to vote for the most religious party, so that even one vote should not get lost. And I hereby give permission and I'm authorizing to publicize my view with the full force and with the full strength. In other words, that should be publicized. That each and every one, man or woman, those who fear God and those who count His name, to do as all that's possible to increase the number of voters for the most religious parties. Number three, according to my view, they should organize in the group of Chabad a special department for women. And what it means is to organize Nishei Chasidei Chabad, the women of the Chabad Chasidim, and all those that the spirit of Chabad is dear, is precious to their heart and their soul. And number two, for the work amongst the women themselves, that there is a specific nature and specific approach that the women can do, and there are special tasks for this, for that work. Number four, according to my view, the time has come to organize a special department amongst the young of the Anash, of the Hasidim, and those who are close to the spirit of Chabad. And here too, the Rebbe says, it means two. First of all, to strengthen their own energies, and also to widen in more areas of the youth, that there is a special character, and there's a special approach, and there is special tasks for that service, to work with the youth, to work with the youngster, and that would be through this particular department. As far as this the third and fourth points over here, about the special department for women, special department for the youth, I am not going into details because it depends a lot on the situation, on the place, and I trust your understanding. And I'm sure that you will suggest a specific plan, a detailed plan, as the requirement of the time and the place. And I look forward for your suggestions about this, and I thank you in the beginning. And the Rebbe makes here a note. It's self-understood, as far as election goes, there has to be an effort also amongst the women and amongst the youngster. But you don't need to wait until you organize the above-mentioned departments, because the time is short. And for sure, the experience that you will get by the election, by putting in the effort into getting people to vote, is also going to help in preparing the suggestions as far as their organization. I bless you with success in your holy work. And the Rebbe says, I want to make a note of your name, Agudas, which means the grouping, which has been chosen by our leader, based on the words of the Lakut Tardiv Maskar Mushresh, as Rebbe references here, Sam Memorim. Let it be the will that we all together shall merit to fulfill and complete the wishes of our holy Rebbes, the leaders of Chabad. And this is and which is closest to us, the wishes of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in a plentiful way and without any blockages, any concealments. And very soon in our days we shall see the fulfillment of the promise that the Master will come, the Master that is the King Mashiach, because his wellsprings have already been spread out into the outside, and my father-in-law, the Rebbe, is going to lead us to the true and complete redemption. I ask, please give regards to all the members of Agudas Chabad and the leadership and the Vad that had them. Okay, that's the letter. That's the Rebbe organizing and directing Chabad in Israel. As we know today, you know, Chabad in Israel is probably one of the most strongest and most influential groups in Israel, in Israel life, in all segments of the life, and in all in the army, and all the towns and villages, and you know, with functioning different Chabad houses and Chabad emissaries all over the place, and they've have really an impact. But it was also amazing to see, and that's a side point. So now, as you know, that we had there was some sort of a was a major explosion in Bangkok in Thailand, and you know, many killed and everything else. But right as soon as this break, who is the point person? It's the Chabad house in Thailand, in Bangkok, who the news outlets and the Israeli government, they use them to locate the Israelis. It's almost like more than a consulate.